Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Who's here and who's not? The way we start off this hour, it's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts about the issues that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. And here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer Horn. And then there's Jay Kirshner.
Hey, Doug Steffen.
Yay! Okay, so our job here in this hour, other than to entertain you and enthrall you with our personalities, is to talk about the charts, the things that seem to have mattered this week on conventional news talk radio stations and programs with the hosts. And so Talkers
Anybody
has...
exhausted by the news this week? It was a lot of news. I think it was a busy week this week.
Well, but there's a lot of the same stuff over and over and over again.
Well,
we were just talking about how...
I don't know if UFOs and balloons are... I mean, I know for the last couple of weeks.
Well, yeah.
And continuous toxic train derailments.
Yeah, right. By the way, I forgot to mention, this is National One Eats Alone Day, for those of you who are not wanting to celebrate Random Acts of Kindness Day. You can do National No One Eats Alone Day.
Well, if you're not... Oh, No One Eats Alone. I was going to say, if you're not kind, you're probably always eating alone.
Let's hope that's the case. All right, to the nitty-gritty, to the charts, the stories, the top ten. I feel like the guy who does the satellite survey on the 60s channel on Sirius XM. These are the stories, and here we go. The Super Bowl at number 10. So what else needs to be said about the Super Bowl, other than Kansas City thinks they're disrespected? No, nobody loves us. Oh, come on. Get over it. It's Kansas City, for God's sakes, not New York. So what do you think?
I'd much rather root for Kansas City than New York.
Well, I think that's the rooting was pretty focused, but the if I read correctly between the lines, and not even between the lines, some of the things that were said by Patrick Mahomes indicate that he didn't think the people in Kansas City were behind them enough. Like, okay, let's have a big rally or a big we had a big parade. And
didn't the
Pope
say something too? And yeah, it's one of those things of what happened to ignore the haters. Let haters hate, live your own life, but also celebrate. That was a time to be flying high and celebrating.
Instead of complaining.
And focusing on the naysayers.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Number 9, the earthquake and the continue, what is it, 36,000 now? And counting still. They're finding people alive after, what has it been, 2 weeks?
And
isn't that amazing?
Babies. Like the baby that was still connected to the mother by an umbilical cord.
The mother
had died. And then the kid, the young kid. It's amazing to me. There was somebody I saw that was being rescued that had been stuck like in a pocket, but I think they had food or something like that was in some kind of store.
Oh, there was somebody who had protein. Two brothers who had protein, access to protein powder.
Yep. And they were able to be rescued. I know Los Angeles has sent a lot of our dogs, like our canine and our military trained dogs there, which has been hugely helpful in a situation like that. So it's amazing. The death toll huge, but these like miraculous stories of these people still.
Well, there always are. You get into things like that. It's really very interesting to see how people respond, and that's the best part of these bad stories, frankly. And number 8, all the shootings, the murders, the mayhem. The death and destruction at the hands of people who misuse or abuse guns. And so what do you... we were saying before we went on the air, or did we say this when we went on the air, how busy it was this week or how much it seemed like there was a lot of heavy stuff going on. Even we talked, the Good Day program is not normally... we talk about some of the heavier stuff, but normally it's lighter. And the last couple of days, it seems to have been fairly heavy. Jennifer, even when you were on earlier this week, when Jay wasn't here... It seemed like, and then when we talk about it, it seems like the hours go very quickly when we get involved in these discussions about the heavy, heavy stuff that's going on. But after all, that's kind of what the countdown is about, and that's what a lot of talk radio is about. So, at any rate, number 7, social media, artificial intelligence, the things that are popping up all over the place with regard. This is it funny how the news media gets onto something and everybody gets on it? Like, nobody's been talking about artificial intelligence. Hello.
I know. Now,
huh? Right?
Well, I think there's the chat GPT thing. I think there's a lot of stuff that's coming out. I don't know. It frightens me. We're going to be zombies. Nobody's going to tell us, like, how to think. We're just going to be learning what to think.
Well, but it sort of goes back to the whole business of these devices and how people become so dependent on these devices when, in fact, they are not meant. They suck the lifeblood out of you. They suck the energy out of you. Are they helpful? Yeah, to a point. I like using my Waze to find my way around Los Angeles or wherever, but I just, I don't know, I find myself thinking I wish I didn't need it. But I never was good at reading maps, so I'm thankful, I guess, that at least that part of it is okay.
But I think when a lot of this stuff first comes out, the intention is always good. Look at social media. It was supposed to be about people connecting with each other. And then even with Waze and all of that, it was supposed to be a way for people to find their way around without being distracted drivers.
Now it's to isolate. Right.
Yeah. Number six on the story list as we count them down to number one, the war. Interestingly enough, already American companies and European companies and Japanese companies and Chinese companies have started to look over the situation in the need that Ukraine is going to have to rebuild itself, and it will become, according to most of the stats that you look at, one of the world's largest reconstruction sites. So after you blow the hell out of the country, and then all of these people are salivating in all of these countries and all these big companies. It used to be the Perini Corporation was the biggest construction company in the world, headquartered here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. They built the Suez Canal, the Aswan Dam. They built the Panama Canal, things like these huge construction projects. And now, you know, but if we go back to World War II, and that's where Perini was. That's when the company was founded. And look at all the other companies that were built on the ruins of World War II. All these construction companies. And so the construction site that is the current war, they're going on and on and on. But I think this week also, there was the Russians released some kind of stat as to how many Russian soldiers had been killed, trying to make the Ukrainians look like the bad guys. Look at all these people that the Ukrainians have killed. Who's buying that under the circumstance, right? The poor Russians, because they're sending all these kids and people who have been in jail, whoever they can get to put a uniform on, they use them as cannon fodder, and in they go and out they come. Ukrainians are, well, I don't know, just, but now, you know, we have the means of war, the military-industrial complex that has gained tremendously because of this war, and now the big construction companies will gain tremendously. Think about it for a second. What's gained here? Is anything gained? And nobody has had the courage to put a bullet in Putin's head. So here we go, spending all of this money that most countries don't have to begin with, and away we go.
But also, what's the point? Because if you're expecting to overtake somewhere, don't you want fully trained military members?
Not unless you need them, because you're just taking huge losses, and you need to just throw people in quickly, I guess.
Yeah, right. That's it. But it's just called cannon fodder.
Yeah.
Number five on the story list is the health of Senator John Fetterman. I've said as many times as I care to.
This is abusive.
This is ridiculous. The fact that this guy got elected and most of the people that voted for him before Election Day, it's asinine.
Just wonder, like, forget the politics for a second. Like, I know Democrats just wanted that seat, and they wanted it at all costs, because now there's a Democrat governor who can appoint another Democrat. They're using this guy kind of like a placeholder. It's whatever. That's politics. But what about his wife? I just wonder how you let someone you love go through all of this. I mean, it seems very cruel. The fact that he's been out telling people he can't understand the hearings, that it sounds like the teacher on the Peanuts cartoon saying wah, wah, wah to him. And now he's checked himself in for treatment on depression. It's very sad. Obviously, there's a lot going on with this guy.
Sad.
He needs to heal.
Yeah, it's very sad. Very, very sad. But again, people, there's a body count when it comes to politics.
Yeah. Politics over humanity, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to go back for a second to number seven and the situation with the Google executive who really actually played a key role in their creation. Her name is Susan Wojcicki, I believe. That's how you pronounce her name. Wojcicki. Anyway, she's stepping down as the CEO at YouTube. She was there 9 years running this site. In an email that she sent to employees, she said that she's stepping down to start a new chapter focused on her family health. So that means she's being fired. So anyway, they put somebody else.
I hope she takes her stupid policies with her over at YouTube.
Well, that's an interesting, and I think you ought to go a little further with that, Jennifer.
Well,
what is there that's going
so
on?
There's so much suppression on YouTube. It's the same thing, the same part of the conversation with Twitter and the social media profiles. I'll tell you that if you have a YouTube page, and I'll just use my own example, we have a pretty decent YouTube page with CRN, the company I run with my dad.
Yeah.
And we put our shows up there. Well, now we can't put all of our shows up there because if they say one thing about the vaccine, you get a strike. And if you get 3 strikes in a certain amount of time, you lose your entire page, all of your followers, all of the views, which you work really hard to get,
mm-hmm.
and it's gone. And it's happened to a lot of conservative talk shows.
Yep.
We don't even do just conservative programming at CRN. We have all kinds of programming, liberal, conservative, health.
This program.
This program. And if somebody, God forbid, utters it and it's picked up by the algorithm, all of a sudden you get a strike.
Yeah.
And then when you know, it's just, I don't know, they just hold people's whole life in their hands.
It's interesting how this woman, the two guys that were co-founders of Google, rented her garage when they got started in Menlo Park, California. $1,700 a month, she rented them the garage. And then what has come out of it is a company that's worth $1.2 trillion, and
yeah,
she became an important cog in the wheel of it. But I'm thinking that there's a, there's something going on here. Personally, I think that makes it untenable. 18 after here on Good Day.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken, that's what you've seen, that's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein, and that's what revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 5, get 5. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. On the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, we call it Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. This is the time in each of our hours on the Good Day program when we pull apart some of the stories or the things going on in social media that people are commenting upon. And so our question, this is a familiar question, which can be answered by going online to our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, and our comment line. The Doug line is 855-999-DOUG. So what news stories are on your mind this week is a general catch-all. What do we have, Jay?
Jerry Roeder says, America is broken. Please pray for the U.S. I live in Canada and treasure and love our neighbor to the south.
Mm-hmm. No, James. Interesting. One of the things that we were talking about earlier, Jennifer, was the number of people that are coming across with all the attention on the border. Mm-hmm. The border is assumed to be the southern border. But apparently some of the research being done by independent groups that are trying to follow the people that are coming into our country, apparently a lot of Mexicans are finding transportation to Canada and others as well, not just Mexicans.
That's right.
But they're coming across the border up there. Nobody's paying any attention to them. We don't generally think of the Canadian border being a problem because nobody in Canada wants to come to America, so nobody who lives in Canada wants to migrate to America.
But they have airports you can fly in. The threat of people coming in just because the system gets overwhelmed, but with all the issues going on with China, there are a lot of people who believe that operatives can be entering our open borders, and that's no good.
That's a great thought, yeah.
All right, who else is in this list here?
James Henry says, with this economy, I feel like I've taken a 20% pay cut. That's what's on his mind.
Yeah, well, let's look at the cost. I had some body work done on one of my trucks on the farm. Cost of paint and the things that are used. I mean, this is, you wouldn't think about this in general in terms of the commodity world. The cost of paint and supplies has gone up 40%. In a year. So if you wreck your car and you expect it to get painted, the insurance companies are going to do a nice job on you and your insurance rate because of that sort of thing. All right, who else we have here?
Gary Morgan chimes in. The incompetence of this administration to handle spy balloons, toxic train derailment, and lack of overall transparency. And then additionally, a concern is the weather. The weather's been a little craziness.
It's been a rough winter. A lot of rains, yeah. All right, who else has got their comment on the top of the sheet?
And Gary Laird says what's really on her mind. It necessarily isn't happening this week, but she doesn't want time to change.
It's next
Rain
week.
Forward
isn't it
first is March, week? March 12th.
March 12th, okay. Yeah. All right, so a couple weeks
before we lose
spring
that hour
forward
of sleep.
And fall back, yeah.
Joanne Clopley says the Michigan college shooting and how many of us that work on college campuses are not safe.
Why are we not safe? Why? What are we doing about making it safer? Is it just a fact of life now that we take our lives in our hands? When you send your children to school or you send them off to college, there's no protection, there's no...
Well, especially at college. It seems like most of the conversation revolves around high school, middle school, elementary school kind of things and how to keep those students safe. But that is a good point about regarding college campuses because there's so many different buildings.
Yep. All right, who else has a thought?
Ingrid Griffin chimes in. Raquel Welch, what a beautiful actress and a beautiful woman. The love for this week.
Yeah, sad.
And Jeff Tolton, when will the President of the United States make a live in-person comment on the four high-altitude flying objects U.S. fighter jets have shot down? Americans need to hear our president address this concern verbally, not via social media. We need to hear directly from Joe Biden.
Yeah, but you're not going to, and that's the Republican.
He did finally this week.
Yeah, what did he say?
Not a whole lot new information.
No, that's what I mean. He said nothing. He said something, but he said nothing. All right, those are social comments. Thank you for all of them.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The hunt for debris from those objects shot down over North American skies officially over.
Navy crews have finished clearing remnants of a Chinese surveillance balloon that went down off the Carolina coast. That's all gone to an FBI lab in Quantico for analysis. And now Northern Command reports its ending attempts to find what's left of two other objects, despite having no success in locating debris in Alaska and Lake Huron. Earlier, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby noted that without recovering the debris, it would be highly unlikely that authorities would be able to determine what the objects actually were. I'm Karen Sloan.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the water in East Palestine, Ohio, is drinkable and the air is breathable. This after a train derailment caused a toxic chemical spill last week.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, Talk Radio Review Time. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at your service. And you can connect with us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, with your thoughts. Excuse me, a Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, Good Day On Air. 855-999-DOUG is the live line. So we were just yakking off the air before we came back on about some of the things the people, especially who didn't make it into the list this week on
bubbling
the
Bubbling under, as they content. Call it on the music.
Yeah, sort of bubbling under the top ten is Ryan Seacrest. You'd think that it was the end of the world because he's leaving Live with Kelly and Ryan to move his base back to Los Angeles.
It was the craziest thing. I got more notifications on my cell phone that Ryan Seacrest was leaving than like the train derailment, mm-hmm. than the UFOs, the
flyer. There were so many different aspects of the story, too. Yeah. The fact that he's leaving and then
Trailis
is coming in and all the celebrities that have commented on the story was its own story. It, I feel like it would have been a bigger news story if Kelly were the one leaving.
Totally.
Where's she going to go?
She's been there. Right.
What's she going to do?
Yeah.
She's going to stay there till she retires.
She's an actress and producer and all that. But, I think, I don't know. I don't know if the people just want a drama or not. I mean, it seems like he said he was going to do it for 3 years. He ended up doing it for 6. His contract was probably up. He's probably tired of going back and forth between L.A. and New York. That's got to wear on you.
And now they're starting.
He goes from one job to the next job to the next job to the next
totally
job.
Totally bouncing.
He
around.
Should be tired.
Yeah.
Well, and this is the season is beginning for American Idol, and that can't be done in New York, so he does literally have to go back and forth.
Yeah, well, what he said is he's just going to start doing live from Los Angeles as soon as American Idol starts, and then he'll wrap it up when they go. I think they kind of end like in the summer and take a couple months off and then call it a new season. So
yeah. So anyway, number one daytime talk show. He's very popular. People like him. They like Kelly. Oftentimes there's a comparison. I think she's a little too sometimes. She's just a little too cute. and a little too bubbly and a little too, I don't know, she's just a little too. I've always liked Ryan. I have a lot of respect for what he's done. He was very smart when he was a kid doing, he was in Atlanta. He started on a little radio station in Georgia, and then he got a job, a big job, when he was young in Atlanta, and then got to L.A., a good radio station here. I think he was 26 when he got there, and he just created this Dick Clark-like attitude toward being everywhere. And I remember once Larry King told me in an interview that when he got off the plane in Los Angeles coming from Washington, Ryan Seacrest was there waiting at the gate to pick up his bags and bring him to his car because he wanted to get to know him. And somehow or other he had tracked him and he knew he was coming and how he was getting to Los Angeles. I just thought that was a fascinating story.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the reason we bring it up is because so much attention has been paid to it. Whether, you know, who decides what's important and what isn't important? I don't decide. These ladies don't decide. You decide by what you react to. And also the news media decides and the social media decides, you know, what's important to them. And then because of the sheer weight of the coverage, it becomes an important story, whether it is or it isn't, right? I mean, think about that in a manner of speaking. There's a lot of stuff that we learn about, and then you think to yourself, well, who cares about that? Why does anybody care about some of this stuff? Okay. Now, let's get to number three this week, the presidential race. Yes, we need to spend all of our time, all of our lives, talking about who's going to be the next president. So I'm trying to figure out Nikki Haley, who is on the list, the number two, actually, on the people list this week. Her declaring that she's running against Trump. I repeat, Jennifer doesn't like it when I say this. I don't think Trump will make it through the primary. But at any rate, before we get there, there's going to be a lot of drama, a lot of this and that. So there's a thing about competence that got started, and there's been a lot of flagging back and forth as to whether, I don't know that I understand, maybe you ladies understand.
Maybe you need a test.
Yeah, maybe I need a test, yes. A competency test for Doug, yeah.
Now, Nikki Haley, when she announced her run for the presidency, said that she would institute term limits, which is hard, by the way, for a president to, who wants to be president to promise, but, you know, people love to hear it. So she said term limits, and then she said, and mandatory cognitive tests for anyone serving in government over the age of 75.
Okay, how do you read that?
I feel like it should be any age.
Well, I feel like we should let the voters decide. You know, as long as voters are given the information, like they weren't with John Fetterman, I don't know. I just feel like we live in a country where the voters get to decide, and we should let them do that.
No, they don't get to decide. That's the problem.
Well,
they don't any longer get to decide. We've got all this screwy votes, vote a month beforehand. Come on.
If we went back to traditional style. In any case, she says that because, you know, you've got Joe Biden shuffling around. You've got Fetterman making these comments. But, of course, the mainstream media takes it to mean that that's a hit on Trump because the left called for cognition tests on Trump all the time. Remember that? He's crazy. He's got to be. So she had to answer that over and over again. This is not just about one person. This is just in general. You've got Dianne Feinstein who's wandering around, doesn't know if she's running again or not. I mean, it is sad, but will this go very far? I don't know. I think it's getting people just talking about Nikki Haley. So that's probably what she was after.
Yeah. Well, I know, you know, would she function as a vice presidential running mate with Trump? Would that work?
I think she could. I don't dislike Nikki Haley at all. I really believe that we right now need someone who doesn't have to worry about running for re-election in 4 years. We need someone who can go in there and fix the problem and get out because there are so many of them. And so that's really
and Ron DeSantis. Let's just say Ron DeSantis becomes the. Let's say it's Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley are the Republican standard bearers. Are you going to not vote for him because it's not
no.
Trump?
No, I would absolutely vote. I'd vote for a Rock if it would keep Biden out of office. I mean, seriously.
The Rock is thinking about running.
He is so bad, and he is so
he is
so on the take
Yeah.
That I mean, I'm not one of those only Trump people. I'll vote for the nominee if it's mm-hmm. if it's a good candidate. I really believe he's the one uniquely positioned to go in and finish the job.
Yeah.
Well, also to the conversation of what you were saying, you'd vote for anyone just to keep Biden out. We are voting to keep people out of office, voting
That's
to
true.
Not have somebody in office rather than voting for people we actually want in office. Why are there yeah. not better candidates?
It's a sick
where
system.
Are they? Where are all yeah. those kids that say they want to be president when they grow up?
Not yeah. anymore. They're too smart.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of Biden and the competency test, as Joe is number one on the people list, the focus on his health, the doctor says he's a vigorous 80-year-old. I guess he's in decent shape for an 80-year-old.
He's in good physical shape, but I really yeah. think it's hard for me to believe that they don't think there's any kind of decline.
What, with him? A decline?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well... we all decline somewhat, right? As we get older, some things Absolutely. Are not going to function as well. Maybe I'm the exception to that.
Perfection.
Yeah, Google right.
It. There's a picture exactly. of Doug Steffen.
All right. Thank you very much. So anyway, the speculation about things that become the news. As I look at this list... There's so much speculation about what was in the balloon or the balloons. Was there American technology in them? Were they really spy balloons or were they weather balloons? There are questions, and I don't feel like we're getting answers to them.
That's because we're not.
Yeah.
And why was it, you know, now they admitted that they actually tracked the first balloon, because, you know, there have been four.
Yeah.
And again, I'd ask you, what would people do if Trump was shooting stuff down out of the sky and not talking about it? They would go crazy.
Hmm.
But they tracked this from Guam through Hawaii into Alaska. We would have never even known about this had that farmer in Montana seen this balloon and blew the whistle on it. What is this
yeah.
thing? They
mm-hmm.
would have never even told us it was up there.
No, that's right. So what we have here in number eight, I want to bounce back to that for a second. The number eight issue this week from the story lines at Talkers Magazine are a focus on the deadly shootings. There's a new company. Man, you look at this. There's a new company that is building bullet resistant desks for schools. And teachers are being trained. Is anti-shooter training going on
Good.
To protect? This is a $3 billion industry. And once again, it's one of those things that sort of is floating up in the ether somewhere and nobody's talking about it. Imagine school systems around the country, school districts. This is why they're in paper and pencils and other things, because schools are buying bullet-resistant desks.
I
for
wish,
the teachers.
I hope that's
How sick
true.
Is that? Huh?
I hope that's true. I don't
yeah.
believe that many school districts are doing that. There's, look,
but
the reason.
The need for doing it, though?
Yes,
that's the thing.
It is.
This
is a different
well,
world.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
It's a different world, but they also have these low-life shooters who are wimps, who go into places that are gun-free zones. That's why they attack schools. It's not because they want to go in and shoot kids. It's because they don't want anybody shooting back. And they know campuses are gun-free. So if that's going to be the case, if we're not going to allow armed security on campuses, then you better do something to protect the kids. That Andrew Pollack, who, you know, it was the five-year anniversary of the Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida this year. Five
mm-hmm.
years, if you can believe it. He's the dad of Meadow. He lost his daughter in Florida in that Florida shooting, and he's created a company that has backpacks that have shields in them so that kids can use them as backpacks, but if they need them, God forbid, they can be used to block gunfire. And
God, it's sick.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'd buy my kid that backpack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not 100% of school shooters are students that attend that exact school. Look at the elementary school. It's a
yeah,
completely
Michigan
different
State
world.
This week. These guys, and not that those are little kids, but this guy had no connection to that campus. He just wanted a place where no one would shoot back.
All right, number four on the people list is Ron DeSantis, talking about him in a different way, not as a presidential candidate. Apparently, he went public this week telling universities in Florida to hand over the medical records of all trans students. So one wonders if there's not anything better to do. Why do we want the records of trans students to be made public? So there are protests all across the state, as you can imagine. But why get involved in that?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is it?
And the whole singling out. If you're going to ask for medical records, it should be everybody's medical record.
Right. But why should that be a part? Is that how we decide you get into a school or another in Florida? Because, maybe there should be, we keep talking about this in terms of competency, mental ability, psychological tests and that sort of thing, whether people should be evaluated before they get a gun, whether people should be evaluated before they get admitted to school, whether they be evaluated
too, right?
Before they get a job. What'd you say, Jen?
I said, I think this is at the college level too, right? Because they want to investigate gender dysphoria.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Lots of food for thought as usual here on the Talk Radio Review at 48 after the hour. Time now for us to review the charts for this past week, the week of February the 13th to the 17th, here on the Talk Radio Countdown from the offices of Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way, both at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. Number 10, the Super Bowl. Number 9, the earthquake. Number 8, shootings and death. Social media at 7. The war at number 6. The discussion of the debt ceiling. Number 5, the train wreck. Number 4, presidential race. Number 3, our relationship with China, number 2, and all of these various spy crafts that are floating around. That's the number one discussion, the number one issue this week, according to Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So there are the stories as put together in order. I'm not sure that they're always in order, but they're all important to be sure.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, chronologically moving from number 10 to number 1, at number 10, Raquel Welch and the fact that she passed away. Number 9, Patrick Mahomes from the Super Bowl. Josh Hawley is number 8. John Fetterman is 7. Hunter Biden is 6. Kevin McCarthy is 5. Ron DeSantis is 4. Donald Trump is number 3. Nikki Haley is tied with Mike Pence for the number 2 position on the people list on the countdown. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's pretty typical. But I think it's interesting to see Mike Pence and Nikki Haley in there together and Ron DeSantis in the top four. There are all presidential contenders. One wonders whether Kevin McCarthy is thinking about running for president. To be determined, probably not this time around. That's it. The People List from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 53 past the hour. Jennifer Warren and Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here with a focus on these train derailments. Well, there are several different angles to this. There was a freight train pulling at least one car carrying agricultural materials, that would be fertilizer, that derailed in the late part of the week. Near a little town in Michigan called Van Buren. This is just west of Detroit. And so when you look at this corridor, there's a lot of traffic that comes through from Pennsylvania through Ohio and up into Michigan. And so this is the second one in 2 weeks. There's no real hazardous problem like the problem they had in Ohio, but it still gets you to wonder what sort of status are the train tracks in, because when the trains come off the tracks, that's because usually the train tracks themselves are in disrepair or haven't been taken care of properly. And so here in this case, we've got a lot of people that are still talking about the train transporting a lot of cars with hazardous material in East Palestine, Ohio.
Well,
they're still there.
In Arizona, with the nitric acid that spilled out on the Arizona freeway, where they had to do some evacuations, even shelter in place.
Yep, they shut down. I think they
what does it mean, shelter in place? What is that?
Don't leave your house.
Yeah. Stay indoors.
So why don't they just say
work,
that
don't leave
instead
work.
Of some politically correct shelter in place? Hello, stay home.
Well, because if you're at work, just stay where you are. If you're in school, stay where you are. Don't go anywhere is basically what it means.
Yeah. All right, so how much?
I don't know. Don't go anywhere sounds troubling, maybe. Shelter in place.
Well, but there it is troubling to go out in that stuff. You shouldn't be out in it.
Yeah.
I took Miles, my grandson, over to we actually Megan and I and Miles went to Science Museum, and they had a wonderful video about trains in the history. There's a train, they follow this train from Chicago to Los Angeles up to Seattle and back to Chicago again. And it was fascinating to see how this stuff all works and how intricate, you know, again, the technology, both in the machine itself and on the ground, that is the regulatory things that are computerized that change the tracks. You know, when you're going down a track and there are two ways to go, how do you, used to be that the conductor jumped off the train and flipped the track. Well, now it's all computerized. So who knows, from in Chicago, they can flip a track in Santa Fe. And it was fascinating, but you could see where, you know, when you look at the lip of the wheels on a train, they're only 2 inches. So if something happens to the track, and the tracks are only nailed down into basically the underpinning of most of the tracks is crushed rock. And so it's, you know, and there are the studs, some of them are steel, some of them are wood, that hold the tracks together. But it just seems kind of like a not that strong a deal when you look at them. I used to, when I was a kid living in Illinois, visiting my grandmother in Illinois, next to the train tracks of the Illinois Central, I used to walk the track. And, you know, I'd walk a mile in each direction. And it fascinated me to look at the nails pounded into the ties that held the two rails together. And there was nothing much underneath them. I just think it's, I don't know, it's been something that's been a part of the system forever, but it just seems like there ought to be something stronger to do that. Imagine in Japan where they have those maglev trains that go 195 miles an hour and they're all magnetic. Their tracks are magnetized, so they pull the train along. And, you know, once they don't even have 2-inch lips on those rails. So think about it. Next time you take the Acela from Boston to Washington, folks, and you're going 145, 150, 160 miles an hour through some of these towns in the middle of nowhere, how much of that is going to make you comfortable? I don't know. I suppose you could say the same about any kind of transportation, but All right, so the other business with China and the spy craft, tensions that are coming about with this. The Chinese have announced sanctions against Lockheed Martin and Raytheon over the sale of military and defense technology to Taiwan. That's the way they are going to get back at us, or they think they're going to get back at us. What do we think, ladies? Good idea.
That's what they're always trying to do, right?
Yeah.
A little tit for tat.
Trying to figure out, yeah, it's kind of childish, actually, when you get right down to it. Kind of boneheaded and childish, but that's the kind of the way they think. But it's gotten them to where they are, and that's in a pretty strong place, frankly, in terms of the world and how it's functioning. It's 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.